Praise God. Lord, I praise you today for your mercy, your goodness, your blessings, for all that you've done in my life, God, and all that you're about to do in this place today, online, in our homes, wherever we are, God, in hearing this word today, God. Lord, you're a healer today, God. You're a deliverer today, Jesus. God, you want to set somebody free today from the torment of sin that's been tormenting their life, God. And we pray today that victory belongs to you. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was born in a family that was in the junking business. I'm not ashamed of that. I know how to work on cars. I know how to help myself now. I know how to know what's going on with a car when it's not working right. Amen. I know how to get my hands dirty and fix things. Amen. My dad was a junk man. He would buy and sell and trade just about anything to make money. Whatever he could get his hands on, whatever he could find. If he found an old car sitting in the weeds, he'd go talk to him about it. And if it was worth fixing up, he'd fix it up and resell it and make a living, or scrap it out and make a living, sell the parts and do whatever it took to feed the family. And we had a big one. Amen. 8 kids in our family. Amen. We had a big family and everybody else that stopped by. Dad was always supplying the need. He made money by junking. And almost never would we walk away. He would never walk away from something free, especially when it could make him a little more money. He could turn around and sell it, scrap it out, whatever. His motto was, if it's free, it's me. I'll take it. I'll come and pick it up. Amen. In the junk car business, you would see all kinds of cars. Some cars were operational. Some were fully together body-wise, but had no engine. Some were just a shell. Everything on them was totally stripped away. Just the shell of a car. Some were slightly wrecked and some were totaled. Just mangled pieces of junk. Some cars would be operational. Some fully together body-wise, but had no engine. Some were slightly wrecked and some were totaled. They were cars that had been beaten by their owner. Others were eat up with rust, almost to the point of disintegrating from years of never being washed, and they were inoperable, left in a field or a backyard where roots of the trees would grow up between them, and before you could even move them, you had to cut the trees down to get them out of there. Their body parts were destroyed and contributing to their decay. Some cars were complete body-wise, but the drivetrain was totally gone. Their engine and transmissions was gone. The axle was gone. The car was immobile. Some cars were meant on the outside. They were nice, but the interior was destroyed. One car in particular, I remember a dog was left inside of it. Beautiful car. And they somehow left their dog inside that car. And the dog destroyed the seats, the dash, everything that could be chewed on. That dog chewed that car to pieces. It was a total mess. It was eat up. Beautiful car on the outside, but a wreck on the inside. Some cars had so much trash in them that you could hardly see the seats in the car. from where people just kept throwing their McDonald's bags in the back and whatever, pop cans and you name it, napkins. Some cars were used as target practice. Shot up all the way around. Every situation you could imagine a car in, you probably could find that car in the junkyard. I remember one time we took a car that was in the junkyard and we took axes and hammers and sledgehammers and just beat the living daylights out of that car just for fun. And just so happened that the insurance man came to my grandma's house while we were doing it. And we run to ask him if we could get some insurance on this car. Oh, we had a good time in the junkyard. Some cars had 10 different body parts from 10 different makes of cars. That song that Johnny Cash sang, we seen some of those cars come through. Got it one piece at a time, you know, didn't cost him a dime, you know, 54, 55, 56, 57. 58 automobile. There was pieces of all those cars on them junk cars. People from all walks of life would come to the junkyard seeking a part so they could get their car fixed. Some may just need a light bulb to complete their car. Others came and needed the whole car for parts. Some just needed an engine. Some, a starter. Again, if you could imagine needing a part for your car, whatever it may be, to get it fixed up, to fix up your car, make it new again, people would come to a junkyard to find it. I don't think there was a car that came to the junkyard that was totally like new. Some people could make those cars really, really nice. I mean, they was as close to being new as you probably could for their age. But they were not new. Some when there was nothing left to use from the cars in the scrap heap, we could take them to be broken down. And then be broken. They could be made new after they were broken. It didn't matter what state the car was in. We could take them to the junkyard and they would break them down to prepare them to become new. So today I believe so many are like the ones going through the junkyard, from junkyard to junkyard, trying to fix up their old used car, never finding the right part to make your car new again. You try to fix up the old beat up run down car, but no matter how pretty you paint it, no matter how many parts you put into fixing it up, you still have an old car that's not new. Amen. Ephesians 4 and 2:22, it says that ye put off concerning the former conversations the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in your mind, the spirit of your mind, and that ye put off the new man, put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You may be like those cars in the junkyard. You've been crashed by life, and nothing in your eyes is worth anybody fixing. Yeah. Jesus can make you new. Amen. Jesus can remake you. Jesus can turn your life around, and he can do something that you never dreamed he could do with your life. Maybe you have been shot up with hateful words and lying lifeless and have nothing of value in your eyes to offer anybody. Jesus wants to remake you. Hallelujah. He wants to give you new life. You may just be trying to piece your life together one part at a time. Amen. Still an old car. Jesus wants to remake you. Or perhaps you've tried so many different ways and you can't even tell what make you are. Let Jesus make you brand new today. Whatever state you find yourself in, you never are without hope. Hallelujah. There is a process of renewing.
Yes.
Amen. There is a way to be renewed. Hallelujah. Whenever we were finished with what we could use off the car, no matter how deteriorated the car was or how good of shape the car was in, it would be taken and shredded, broken. After it was shredded, they would put it into a fire. And the master designer would remake it into a brand new car of his choosing. It was a process the car had to go through to be made new. Jesus, our master designer, has a process of remaking you. The torn down disaster of life that you are. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how you come to Him, what you look like when you come to Jesus, what you are, what kind of mess you're in, what kind of shattered life you have, what kind of insides are torn up. I'm here to tell you today that it doesn't matter to Jesus. He's got a way to make you brand new, and He wants to do that in your life today. Amen. Jesus Christ is wanting to lift you up out of the mire. He's wanting to lift you up out of the rust. Amen. And remake you into something beautiful. He wants to put something inside of you today that can change you into something powerful and something magnificent and something strong and courageous. Hallelujah. John 3, 1 through 7 says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily I say unto you, thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Hallelujah. Jesus told Nicodemus he wanted to remake him. Hallelujah. He wanted to reconstruct his life and make him new. If you're here today and you've never been made new by the Master, he gave Peter the process of renewing. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 16, 18, he says, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. So get this. If your church ain't from Peter's church, then it's not God's church. Hallelujah. Sorry to mess up your theology. Hallelujah. But Jesus gave the process to a man to preach to another man. Hallelujah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So my friends, Jesus gave Peter the plans for renewing. Hallelujah. And today, you can be renewed. All you got to do is come to an altar and break yourself in a spirit of repentance and tell God, I'm not worthy. Forgive me. It's a breaking process where you'll be broken down so that when the fire of the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you'll become a new made piece of metal that can be shaped into the greatest mobile that God ever has given to you. Amen. He wants to remake your life today. He wants to transform your life today. All the hurts and pains of your life, all the struggles of life that you are facing and you're going through, I'm here to tell you, if you walk to an altar and you'll begin to surrender your life to Jesus Christ today, I promise you He'll remake you today. And you won't come up just an old piece of junk car that's been painted up and slapped some paint on and made to look new. Amen. He'll remake you totally into something brand new. Closing with this. After the fire fell on the day of Pentecost, and they were made new, the amazed onlookers wanted Peter to give them a plan of renewing. Acts 2:38 says, this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. They were there with him, the risen Lord. They were there. They had been instructed how to preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 33 says, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus that you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and unto the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now, they weren't asking if they should go get something to eat or if they should just go back to their hotels and rest. They weren't asking that question. They were pricked in their hearts because he preached to them about their sin, about how they just messed up and crucified the Christ. That, my friend, is a pretty substantial sin. That's not something like going out here and smoking a cigarette or whatever. I mean, you're murdering the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's a huge deal. And to make light of what these men did, in my opinion, is a sin. Because they crucified our Lord. And they were sorry. Many of us aren't even sorry for what we've done. We think we're above the law of God. We think we can just walk through life without Jesus. But I'm here to tell you today that these men understood they're wrong. And they were sorry. They were in regret of how that they had crucified the Lord. They listened to the man of God, his preached word to him, and said, come and repent. Peter said that. He said, you want to know what to do? It's simple. Repent. Turn around. Don't do that anymore. Whatever your sin is today, that's all you got to do is walk to an altar and repent of it. Yes. Amen. And say, God, I'm in need of you. I'm sorry. I don't want to live that way. I want to walk with you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And if you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, his next words was, he baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the only blood-saving name that will remit your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those were the death, the burial, the resurrection to create new life. That's what he was talking about with Peter. I mean, with slipped my mind. Yes, thank you, Nicodemus. You want to be new? You want to be born again? You want to be made brand new? How can this happen, Lord? How can this come about? Death, burial, water, and spirit birth. God is wanting to renew you in his spirit today. Why don't you come today to an old-fashioned altar and ask an old-fashioned God that still believes and has power to remit sins. Amen.